You would expect a big U.S. automaker at the North American International Auto Show to tout its prospects, but this year in Detroit, the task is more elemental for Robert Nardelli. He's the CEO of Chrysler. Nardelli has to convince a skeptical audience of journalists at the show's press preview that Chrysler is actually trying to stay in business, that it's not just being readied for sale. Nardelli talked this morning with our co-host, Robert Siegel.
By 8 a.m., the exhibition floor here at the Cobo Center was already buzzing with television reporters doing stand-ups and auto company flacks squiring star executives to their interviews. So for some quiet, Mr. Nardelli and I sat inside a Chrysler concept car. More concept than car at this stage.
And we're sitting in the Chrysler 200, which we revealed yesterday and I think caught most of the industry by surprise.
This is an electric vehicle. It's going to have a touchscreen display on the dashboard. This car, it looks like it could be a car of the year in 2015 or something like
that. We're hoping for car of the year this year relative to concept cars, but I would say this is much closer to pre-production than concept.
Is Chrysler still going to be around for this car to make it from concept to pre-production?
Short answer is yes. If you look at Chrysler, we were never that big relative to certainly the other two in Detroit. But the fact is we've lost less share over the past decade. Where we are is we're facing the same adversity that all auto manufacturers are facing relative to a downward spiraling economy, financial crisis that's really impacting our consumers' ability to buy our vehicles.
Right now, the factories are idled.
But still employed.
When are they going to open up? When will the money actually go, not just to employ people, but to employ people who are making cars and trucks?
Well, as you know, the money right now that we have gotten from the government is part of our general operating funds. Throughout this period, we continued to pay our suppliers. We continued to fund our dealers, providing them the incentive money to move cars at retail. So this has been a very important bridge. The way the model works, if you're not producing, you're not generating revenue, you're not generating cash, so you have to fill this trough.
So the federal $4 billion is doing what, for a healthier company, reserves might actually accomplish, what your savings might do to your personal
health. Or in a normal economy where there was access to financial credit for consumers. Our dealers are telling us that consumers are being turned away, that we could do about 20 to 25% more volume if they had access to the credit market.
I just want to hear, though, about Chrysler's future right now. One version of what's happened to this company is that if it's not for sale right now, it's only because all the buyers have said no. It's only because GM and Nissan didn't see something worth buying. True?
No, I would say that's not true. As you know, we have forged some alliances already. We're producing all of Volkswagen's minivans. Nissan has asked us to be the single source producer for their trucks by 2011. We are already producing trucks for Mitsubishi. We have a number of component arrangements. So I would say that the general perception out there that we have been rejected is not true. To go through a massive merger with one of the other manufacturers, maybe the timing just wasn't right.
But in a way, that should be simplest for Chrysler, given the private ownership of Chrysler. This should be the easiest deal to consummate.
Well, I would say that our owners are very open. They have publicly said that if it means a reapportionment of the equity, they're more than willing to do that as part of our restructuring plan. And we have to go back and submit that plan preliminary on February 17th. And then we have a final review on March 31st.
I just want you to explain that February 17th, when you come back to the federal government, it's not that $4 billion will do the trick. The assumption is that the $4 billion in loan from Washington permit Chrysler to get to the point to borrow another $3 billion.
We originally asked for $7 at the first congressional hearing. The $4 billion was the first tranche, if you will, of that $7 billion. And it was tied to come back and, again, demonstrate the viability of Chrysler.
And to survive, Chrysler still needs that other $3 billion.
Yes, sir.
Robert Nardelli, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
Robert Nardelli is the CEO of Chrysler. Tomorrow we'll hear from his counterpart at General Motors, Rick Wagoner.